Brought to you by Bose and by XMWX Satellite Weather. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady, reporting for AvWeb from Oshkosh 2011. I'm talking with Todd Simmons. He's the Executive Vice President of Marketing for Cirrus Aircraft, and he's just going to give us an update on what's going on with Cirrus.
Thanks, Mary. This year's pretty special for us. It's the 10th anniversary of the SR-22, and obviously people that come by the display here will notice that we have one of only 10 limited edition SR-22s, and that's a special aircraft that you can't get some of the features on that on any other airplane we have ever made. So the theme of really the entire show is the SR-22. No doubt that what's on people's minds, of course, is that we've closed our merger with Kaiga, a very prominent aviation company from China. And that's exciting also because that really sets in motion what was started early in the year. We announced that we had reached the merger in February. Now that we're closed, we really start working on now new capital into the company, our product planning, things that we've been talking about doing. Now we can accelerate those. And, of course, the third component really is access to more global markets. We've seen so much growth right now outside the U.S. in our export markets, and they're going to help us go there as well. But, you know, if there's one thing I could say about why we see the future so bright is with our new investor, they are an aviation company, and they're passionate about aviation, and that's what's going to play well for Cirrus. There are a number of investors in aviation, obviously, that they're purely financial investments, but in this case, we're now partnered with a company that has global aspirations in aviation, and so we share, obviously, those same views.
And so what does this mean for the jet program and any other new products that might be in the pipeline?
Well, in the end, it means a few things. First and foremost, it means that access to the capital to accelerate them. You know, I'm not going to say tonight that we're moving in this particular phase at a particular time frame, Mary, but the reality is that we are working very quickly with our new partners, the jet program, and others that we've not talked about publicly, and I'm not going to say that either, that are simply going to move quicker, and that's what we all want to know about. So stay tuned on that one. It won't be long before we might start talking exactly about that, just how much quicker we can accelerate some of those programs.
Okay, and do you see a big market in China for your current products, and how will that affect the U.S. market?
Well, we do see a big market in China, but it's going to be one that's going to take time to grow. I mean, people are aware of, obviously, some of the constraints with the Chinese market and things that can happen there to accelerate the, you know, an owner owning an airplane. It's more difficult than we understand here in the U.S., but they are making strides, and long-term, that's one of the big values of the partnership, is they can open doors for us and be a player for us there in ways that we could never do alone. So we absolutely believe it will be a very, very substantial market. And when and if it emerges to the point where it makes sense to do some production there, we'll think about that. But that's no time soon. You know, that could be a generation or two away before it emerges at that size. And when it does, obviously it'd be too expensive to send airplanes from here to there. And so we may end up making them there. But in the short run, none of that's going to happen. We're going to be made right here and going to continue to have this facility in the U.S. They're made in America like they have been for the past 15 years. None of that's changed.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I'll add one more quick thing, and that is we're standing right beside the latest acquisition from the U.S. Air Force. This is the T-53. It's one of 25 aircraft that they just purchased that we will deliver 25 in total. And actually, in just the next day or two, we're going to make a couple more sort of fleet announcements for training fleets that are going around the world. So I'm excited to say that that's a part of our business that's growing, Mary. And I'm sure we'll get a lot of conversation about Air Force and other fleets this week, and as we should. But it's exciting for Cirrus to have delivered those airplanes to the Air Force, started out that new order. And we'll talk about that some tomorrow.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Todd. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary.
XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture in booths 190 and 3037 to 3039. Or visit us online at xmwxweather.com.